It's time for another episode of Family Matters with Laura Daniels, with Brown and Kelly, Kristen Degnan and Renata Kowalczyk, two of the attorneys from there. Thank you so much for coming in once again.
Thank you for having us.
It's no secret that the Buffalo real estate market is absolutely booming, especially in some of the older Buffalo neighborhoods, which means it's usually an older building. If you are getting in on this to perhaps rent out some space, what does a landlord need to know about, especially when we're talking about lead paint?
When a landlord purchases an old home, they want to make sure that the home is free and clear from hazards. And many old houses do contain lead paint because that was the paint that was used back then. Mm-hmm. And so the landlord wants to make sure that before renting to tenants that there's no chipping or peeling paint in the premises because that could expose children.
Now, to rectify the situation, could they just paint over the old lead paint? Is that an acceptable fix?
Sometimes it might be considered a temporary fix. So it would contain the hazard for a short period of time. But if you just paint over or scrape over, then the paint is bound to chip again. So sometimes more permanent measures have to be taken, such as new windows, new window casings, maybe siding on the outside of the house.
And what happens if one of the residents, like say children, because they do have their lead levels checked, what happens if one of the children who lives there actually does come back with an elevated lead level?
The Department of Health will get involved and work with the landlord to fix the problems at the property and make sure that they're done in a proper manner.
The Department of Health will also keep monitoring the child in that premises to make sure that the lead levels don't keep increasing and actually that they decrease over time.
So now this certainly is not a blanket statement that all of these homes will contain lead paint, but the older homes, like you've mentioned, it was the kind of common practice to use this type of paint. So if you are getting in on this booming Buffalo real estate, definitely want to have those kind of things looked into. You can ask the attorneys anything you like anonymously at mix96buffalo.com. Just click on the Local Pros tab.